Welcome back to Joie de Vivre.
Obofi DIY Short Form Sacramento Kings Podcast. We're back, episode 145 from Ridgewood, Queens. I'm your producer, Mike Cardarelli, and from Bushwick, Brooklyn, it's your host, talent evaluator, Dave Neuschatz. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Mike. Hey, JDV Nation. What's up? Feels like it's summer today. Feels like a vacation day on this beautiful Sunday.
Incredible. We're going out after this.
Yeah, we have to.
It's Sunday afternoon. I don't know if I'm going to finish editing this tonight.
I'm probably going to wind up at Lou's and watching some basketball.
Some basketball, yeah. This bar Lou's on Knickerbocker, Dave and I used to live in the same apartment on Knickerbocker, and there were no sports bars anywhere, and finally there is one, and it's been a godsend, I guess.
It's glorious. Yeah. I actually know the owner.
Oh, nice.
One of them. And I ran into him when I was there last time. But hey, you were just in Montreal, speaking of vacation.
Yeah, I was looking for King stuff because Chris Duarte is from Montreal.
I was going to ask if you met
anything. Yeah, I didn't see anything. But I was looking at the basketball reference page for Montreal. There's some very interesting people in the NBA from there. Lou Dort is from there. Omax, who the Kings just traded.
Drafted.
Rashawn Holmes for. Bill Wennington.
Really?
I had no idea. So they could do a starting five of just Montreal basketball players.
And he screams Ottawa.
Yeah, he does. He's definitely Anglophone. But yeah, it's kind of weird. We're in the Kings offseason now, unfortunately. So only two games to recap. Should we get into it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Just in summary, the Kings finished 46-36. We watched the last game live for the last episode. Ninth seed in the West, so they got the home play-in game in the bottom of the bracket. Let's just go through each game one at a time. The Warriors win. They won. They blew them out. 118-94.
It's a snuff film.
Just talk about this. Don't talk about the Pelicans game. Like, this was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Klay going 0-for. We just dominated. I mean, Keegan on a full heater. Fox was masterful. Sabonis, great game. Steph, 6 turnovers. I loved everyone. I savored everyone. Them just like trying to find their bench. You're like, oh, is Brandon Podziemski gonna save us? Kuminga, please. Just you're 16. We'll do virtually nothing, I guess. Like we were just total domination. Fun to watch. Fun to watch a team I've never liked get old.
It's pretty nice closure, I guess, on last year's playoffs to knock out the Warriors. That is awesome.
Exercise some demons, yeah. You know? And Jolly's, you know, wand work is like, you know, obviously did us good. And then we lit the beam with, like, Jason Derulo
from Sac or something. Like, what is that?
It was like Jason Derulo, like, Vivek, 50 Cent, and Vlade or something, or Chris Webber. I can't remember. What a nightmare blunt rotation that would be.
They were saying on the broadcast, like, is this the best moment of the past, like, almost 20 years? Like, what would you put this up there? The beating the Warriors, knocking them out.
No, I would say that game one win against the Warriors last year.
Yeah,
was the best I personally felt. That was a beautiful moment. But this one was great, you know, really exercised some demons. There were a few Warriors fans that were dejected, and I just absorbed their pain like a energy vampire.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that was the good news. The bad news is they lost to New Orleans again.
Over
6. I struggled to watch this. One thing about going to another country is you realize why there's so many VPN commercials during YouTube videos, because none of your streaming subscriptions work. So I was struggling with a illegal stream in an Airbnb, and the game was kind of a bummer. It was like, I didn't think they were going to win. And I don't know, they were trailing like almost the whole game or the whole game.
Yeah, practically. I think we won the first quarter. And then quickly that second quarter went south pretty quickly. I was feeling all right until the day of the game.
Yeah.
And
Zion didn't play.
Right? Yeah, I was like, no Zion, no Zion. And then it hit me. It's like, wait, basketball is about chemistry. It's not about math. And like an electron leaving a cell and going back into it, like one leaves, one enters. Like okay. No Zion unlocks Brandon Ingram.
And yeah.
I'm just like, I just started frantically texting you, a couple other guys. Like, I think this is going to unlock Ingram, and I think we're in for it. And we got some help. McCollum didn't have like a good game, but Keegan and Key on, or Key off, I should say. Ellis was with an offer. We just we were not ready. Ingram was making some insane shot making in that second half down the stretch. Some of those unblockable fadeaways, his jumper. We defended him good on some of them, but it was just like, yeah, he was just, they were cooking. And Valanciunas proved the size was there. Najee Marshall kills us.
Yeah.
Their bench killed us. 33-12, you know, would have been nice to
have Monk,
you know, yeah. the sixth man of the year for the second year in a row, the rightful heir to the throne was usurped.
Yeah, he just barely lost to Naz Reid. Naz Reid had good shooting percentages, but Monk's resume was better. And
he didn't start 25 games.
Yeah, and he's like, and I think he would have won if he hadn't gotten hurt at the end of the season. He just didn't have that momentum at the end of the year.
And the fact that we were ass without him, is even like shines more of a spotlight on how sorely he was needed. Like, we have him for the last 10 games. We might win. We get at least, you know, 2-3 more wins and aren't even in the play-in. So that's the difference.
Right.
And then we're playing the fucking T-Wolves.
Disappointing. So the Kings missed the playoffs. It's the first time the Kings have had a winning record and missed the playoffs since moving to Sacramento. And
a year of many distinctions.
It's just, it feels like a step back. But they only won two games less than last year. The West was just so much better.
If Monk is healthy, we're hitting the same. The West was way better, and we still hung in there and had to blow a lot of double-digit fourth-quarter leads to get to 46 wins, to drop
right,
46
right.
wins.
They blew the most 20-point leads in the league this year, which is killer.
That feels right.
Yeah,
it feels right. I feel my stomach just panged.
Since the season ended, Jordy Fernandez rightfully got a head coaching job finally. We knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Coming to Brooklyn to coach the Nets.
The Barclays Nursery. My Nets fans, friends are checking in on, you know, they're asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, no, I think he's the real deal. He's a galvanizer. I hope he does well.
And then the Kings, I guess one silver lining is they keep their lottery pick. They had a lottery-protected first-rounder that was supposed to go to Atlanta, so the Kings kept it. They won a coin toss because they had the same record as the Warriors, so they'll pick 13th in this draft, which will make the draft more fun for us if we attend, which we should.
I plan on it.
Yeah.
It's still going to be, if it's in late June like it usually is, I don't see why not.
So I guess to put a bow on this part of the episode, what grade would you give this season?
Based on expectations,
yeah.
C+.
Yeah. I was going to say C.
Yeah. It's just like, you know, high hopes kind of dash. We kind of recessed a little bit.
Yeah.
Plateaued, you know.
Passing grade, but that's it.
De'Aaron Fox fell in love with his three. And this is very emblematic of the Pelicans game. Because, like, we panicked. We were down 15, like, at the beginning of the first few minutes of the fourth and just started panicking and started chucking threes. This whole game, I was like, I think we'll be fine if De'Aaron, like, just remembers his mid-range game in the fourth quarter. I think we can chip away at this. I think it's winnable. And we got to that just too late.
Yeah.
Because there's shooting 16 threes, like, there's no 17-pointer. You're not gonna win it all in one shot. So he was just doing that all season, and he just did it to the nth degree in that final game. Keegan didn't really make the jump, but, you know, third year, I'm excited for his third year.
Yeah.
Where I think it's all going to lock in. We saw glimpses.
Yeah,
C+.
All right, let's go to some season-ending awards. I got a bunch here. Let's try to do them, I guess, in rapid fire,
because
we got a lot to cover. So Talking about people. Best player of the year.
Malik Monk.
Surprise player of the year.
Keon.
Most disappointing player.
I hate to do it. I guess I'd say Herder.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, it hurts me to say it, but Sasha, unfortunately.
I don't think this is Sasha's fault.
My hopes were too high, I think.
Yeah, I get that. I just feel like, I mean, he had a +3 in the 11 minutes in New Orleans. I feel like we could have gone to him more. I'm disappointed in how he was used.
Okay, Vivek hanger-on/sycophant of the year.
Now this,
lot to choose from here. Jason Derulo making a late bid.
It's Vlade. It's got to be Vlade. It's got to be the Vlad father. Why the fuck is he allowed in the building like more than 5 times a year?
All right, games. What was the best win of the year?
Win of the year, it's the play-in. It's ending the Warriors, you know, stamping them out, ending a dynasty. They're done. And we put the nail in the coffin. That's got to be the best one.
All right, what was worst loss?
Pistons or Wizards? I'll say Wizards. Wizards lost because...
It was right in the home stretch.
It was in the home stretch.
Yeah.
It was...
Atlantis road trip.
Yeah, there's no excuse. There's just no excuse.
And it gave Bagley Bagley avoid the most losses.
It's the Bagley part of it. And it's also, and I was going to say Pistons, but Jaden Ivey having this one revenge game of the year. Jaden Ivey had his best game ever. Like, he was unguardable.
Yeah.
So, you know, give it to the Wizards.
Best performance. So this is not team performance. I was thinking like it one game performance.
Oh, I thought I was gonna say I think Lil Jon at halftime.
I'm gonna say that game Keegan. How many threes did he have? Like 16 or something?
Yeah,
or 12.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, that was sick.
Keegan had 40 something.
Yeah, his big slump buster game, where it's like, oh, maybe he's gonna have a good season because we were worried for like a month there.
Okay, moments. Funniest moment of the year. This is tough. The Kings always provide a lot of
content. I don't want to step on... What's your funniest moment?
The wings. Throwing the wings. The fans throwing 2 chicken wings on the court during the last Pelicans loss of the regular season to go 0-5 against the Pelicans.
Yeah.
I think it's also metaphorical of like... the big problem of this season, the Pelicans just being
so much better on the wings than us.
They are, but those are the best wings the Kings had all night.
I agree. That feels like the funniest.
What was the most awkward or cringe moment of the year? Also a lot to choose from.
My cringe moment is like 50 Cent. It made me cringe the most, I think, because when he posted Mike Brown... like yelling at
interact,
it's like, yeah, I love that, but it's like, I'm just like, why is he allowed to film practice and put it on there? Like,
why are you here?
Yeah, you're from New York, you're a uber rich businessman now. It's like, why aren't you just in LA at like a part, like throwing like a Gatsby like party in your mansion 24/7 on the hills? There's no reason for that.
I think he has a good chance next year for sycophant of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
For Vivek.
Odds are, yeah, he's actually minus odds for it.
And then what is the moment of the year? JDV's moment of the year.
I think it's got to be Luka Doncic absolutely destroying the Kings and pointing at Vlade and mocking Vlade.
And saying, you should have drafted me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really ratified every feeling we've ever had about.
Yeah.
It's true. Vlade being involved, this involved, and just being allowed to hang out and like, especially on against the guy you didn't draft and have him like down the stretch when we needed a win so badly.
Yeah.
It lowers the ceiling of the franchise. Like literally, like you're costing us wins by just like, you know, when you're that good, you need motivation, and he was given a lot of motivation.
All right. So that was the season in review. Let's quickly go to X Kings in the playoffs. We do this every year. Great set this year.
Yeah. So we got some contenders.
You want to run through the list real quick?
Yeah.
Nemias Keita for the Celtics.
Hasn't played yet, but is I feel like is charging the way Goku did in Dragon Ball Z, and they're just waiting to unleash him.
DeLon Wright for the Heat.
Yep. They might be able to use him. He's played in two of the games.
Sam Merrill, who never played for the Kings but was a King. He's on the Cavs.
Good for them. Good for him.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's done marginal.
I haven't watched any of that series.
Neither.
Justin Holiday, Drew's brother. He's on the Nuggets.
Started 25 games for us and after the Halliburton trade and at the age 32.
UW guy.
Woof.
Harry Giles is on the Lakers.
Hasn't played yet. Pulled down two massive boards against the Pelicans. Man.
Alec Burks on the Knicks. He was on the Kings during some dark times.
Yeah.
When I saw his name, I was like, oh, boy.
He hasn't played a minute, I don't think.
Dante DiVincenzo on the Knicks.
Was hurt the whole time with us and then shit talked to us afterwards. He's probably the best, the most contributing.
No, there's another.
Oh, yeah.
Buddy Hield on the Sixers.
Has more fouls than points.
He's playing terribly. I've heard some Sixers fans.
Turns out Buddy Hield isn't that guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Justin Jackson is on the T-Wolves. This guy has been everywhere. I couldn't believe he was on there.
He's a hoop grits.
He's a
all
hoop star.
All-star. He and Holiday are.
That's true.
But he's, human victory cigar mode.
Isaiah Thomas, like Celtics legend Isaiah Thomas, is on the Suns. He hasn't played in a while. Wow.
The Suns need to do an IT bowl pick and roll just to confuse teams. That's a plus five in like a 7-minute stretch that they can get if they really need it to avoid a sweep.
I hope Vogel's listening. Get that.
Please. That is the key.
All right, and finally, Tyrese Halliburton.
Never heard of
Tyrese, yeah.
Never heard.
All right, which ex-King makes you happiest to see in the playoffs?
Harry Giles. I stay horny for Harry. You know, Kings Nation, JDB Nation. There's a big overlap there, rage for H.
Which ex-King makes you angriest?
DeLon Wright, because every time I watch Davion Mitchell, I'm like, we had DeLon Wright the whole time, and he was so good for us, and he was wasted. In Miami, he was wasted in
Washington,
Atlanta. Man, with his skill set, size, shooting, and D, like, I don't understand. Every time.
All right, let's go to final thoughts. Okay, I got a quick one. I want the Kings to take this season. We'll always remember it as the year the Pelicans ruined everything. Not only beating the Kings 6 times, but also never beating the Lakers when we needed them to, and never coming through to help the Kings. And then the funniest moment of the year, the wing throwing at the end of the TNT game. I want the Kings to make lemonade out of lemons with this. And next year, at the concession stand next year, I want the Kings to start selling Pelican wings.
Yeah.
Like Buffalo wings, but New Orleans flavored, some sort of Cajun flavor profile, and we can remember this and make it actually like a good thing will come out of it. So we can have Pelican wings and boneless Pelican wings, which I think are better for a basketball game setting. I don't know about wings in a sports stadium.
You can even be vegan.
Vegan wings, seitan wings, whatever. So that's my pitch. Let's use this. I hope the Kings concessions manager is listening. Let's get those Pelican wings going.
I love it. You, as Mike, with a rare food final thought.
Who did the wing recipe?
I'm looking it up right now.
I'm like, because maybe we can, make a couple adjustments there and send it in.
Yeah. It's April Martin, who was Kings player Walt Williams's girlfriend.
Okay,
that's how.
That's all right.
That's her chiron.
That's why I couldn't. That's why I couldn't remember
her baseline buffalo ring wings. Little cayenne, little vinegar, but not a lot. We cage
swap
it
out.
All right. Yeah, we'll post that with the
Outmart. All right. And JDB is a DIY project. If you want to support the show, rate and review the pod. What do you got, Dave?
It's the off season. I'm getting ready to travel. I'm going to go to California this weekend, actually. My buddy's 40th, and we're going to go to a I'm going to communicate with either the past, present, future, or aliens going to a very remote place in California on the Feather River.
We're due for a NorCal up
at the bottom. We're going to get one because I'm going to be doing hallucinogenics, you know, Nani's major wands. You know, I feel like I'm inspired. And I see Anil jet setting constantly. All he does is eat meat and take private jets to different countries and read books by other billionaires.
I think I remember him getting a picture with Salt Bay at some point.
Yeah.
So that checks out.
He and Anjali are just on the opposite yin and yang of cringe. A billionaire, like one's vegan who just plays with wolves and uses them for thirst traps. I just love it. They're in vacay mode. I'm in vacay mode. I want to travel. I need Deer and Fox to go back to Italy this summer and get whatever those Venetian vapors, that funky vapors that made him wet from the mid-range of the fourth.
We canal steam.
Yeah, he needs that canal steam. I need that canal steam. And, you know, I'm about to be tripping under the stars, talking to aliens, and I'm going to play him some 8-bit remix Lithuanian free jazz.